Good evening. I'd like to call this regular meeting on the McDonald Local Board of Education to order at 7 p.m. May I have the roll call?
Mr. Capizella?
Here.
Mr. Hannon?
Here.
Mrs. Claes?
Here.
Mrs. Higgins?
Here.
Mr. Saganowski?
Here.
Five board members present.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our first item of business is the approval for the agenda of this regular meeting of March 28th, 2018. All had an opportunity to look at a draft of the agenda. Is there any comments, additions, corrections, changes? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda as presented to the meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizella and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion as presented.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Saganowski?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item of business is approval of the minutes from the special meeting of February 26, 2018. We'll had an opportunity to review a draft of those minutes. Are there any additions, deletions, other corrections? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve those minutes as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizella and seconded by Mrs. Claes. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion as presented.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganowski?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is approval of the minutes from the special meeting of the Personnel Committee of February 26, 2018. Had an opportunity to review a draft of those minutes. Are there any additions, deletions, or corrections? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion to vote upon those minutes as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizella and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion as presented.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganowski?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is approval of the minutes from the regular meeting of February 27th, 2018. Had an opportunity to review a draft of those minutes. Are there any additions, deletions, or other corrections? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion to vote upon those minutes as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizella and seconded by Mrs. Claes. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we will vote upon the motion as presented.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Saganowski?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. We will go into executive session this evening, but there will be no business conducted after we come out of executive session. We now move to recognition of visitors and audience participation. Our first individual to be recognized tonight is Mackenzie Sambroke, Spelling Bee champion.
Mr. President, if you'd allow me for a moment, I just want to thank her and her family for coming out today. I know Mr. Jones is here. I'm going to turn it over to him here in a minute, but we both talked about this, and we view this is an academic state championship. This is worthy of celebrating like we would anything that could possibly happen. As far as we know, first and only Spelling Bee champion that ever came from McDonald School. So to say that we're proud of you, young lady, is an understatement. I had a chance to watch the Spelling Bee held here to give you the right to go to the Vindicator one. I sat next to Mr. Jones, and I got to be honest, there was words we were both shaking our heads because we had no idea what you were spelling. But you and I think it was Shiley, was it the other? Yeah, you guys were both unbelievable. So we're proud of you. We thank you. Mr. Jones, I want to turn it over to you. I know you did some work for a great plaque here that we want to present.
Yeah, we got a little something. We got this made up for Mackenzie out of a company out of Florida called In the News. It takes the one up.
Mr.
Mr. O'Connell was saying with this, again, we look at this kind of like an academic state championship, which is basically the equivalent of, you know, for these sports. We've got the action shots, the actual news footage, things like that. My favorite part's in the middle of her, her winning shot-by-shot piece. But this is going to be hanging in the building. You're going to be 80 years old and come back and see this hanging up in there. Hopefully, we got a couple next to you, but you're going to be by far, you're the first. You've set the benchmark on it, and you did a phenomenal, phenomenal job. Because it weighs as much as
it does. Oh, yeah. Mr. Jones, can we get our parents to come on up in the picture, please?
Mom, Dad, come on up. This is my mom.
That's grandma, yeah.
That's the grandma.
Well, let's get anybody, let's get family in that picture. Yeah.
You guys are in the background.
Mr. Rongi, we need this for the website, so make sure it's a good one.
Mr. Hannity trying to hide?
Yes.
Judy and Joe, come here. You two. She couldn't have done without you. Come here.
Please, come on.
Please.
We won't put it on the website if you don't want me to.
Please. You two.
Yeah. Like, I told you it weighs as much as you care.
No, you stay there.
No.
I cannot take credit for where she gets it. Fantastic.
I'm not sure where she came from.
Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
Yeah, that's fabulous. Gosh, Mr. Roop, what an act to follow, huh? That makes it kind of tough. Our next guest is Mr. Roop to discuss Positive Impact Day for the ecology class for this year.
Thank you. I'm here on behalf of our high school ecology classes, and it's our privilege every other year as a service project to the community and to the school to have a day where we're released by the administration to go ahead out into the community and really do some neat things around. This year we're taking on a little bit of a special twist, and I'll let my two student guests tell a little bit about that first Lucky November. Go ahead, Lucky.
This year we're focusing on the 100th year theme for McDonald's. We're celebrating the 100th year. We're trying to have donations toward and during another big project, and we're going to be working a lot more towards the Woodland Park compared to picking up trash around the school like we did the previous years. The project over there, where there's the big old gear, I forget what it says on the front, it says like welcome to Roosevelt or something like that, but some project like that, and just focusing more on the Woodland Park is what we have in mind.
And Caitlin Johnson?
The morning of and throughout the day, morning of, we're having a breakfast at from 7:30 to 8, and you all are welcome. We also encourage you to bring your spouses, but we do need to know ahead of time if you do plan on coming, or if you bring your spouse, that way we can get you a t-shirt made as well, and we can get a head count for the breakfast. You are also welcome to help us work out around town or in a time of lunch as well.
And our lunch will be down at the park at 1, and we appreciate those of you who got involved last year for Positive Impact Day, and certainly invited again, and like Caitlin said, your spouses, we would like to know so that we can get those t-shirts ordered and ready to go for you. This year, like Lucky had said, with it being the 100th year of McDonald as a village, we are sort of pulling some of our focus from picking up trash around town. We're still going to work at Roosevelt, we're still going to work here at the high school, but concentrate a little bit more down at the park to help get ready for the 4th of July festival, which is going to be special this year. But then also there's an event happening on October 6th. It'll just be a chance, I think, for lots of different people to come together and celebrate. Really, really rich history. We're all, as teachers and students right now, learning a lot about what was going on around here 100 years ago. Because it was a quick flash of a few farms in town to a lot of people doing a lot of work very, very quickly within just a few years. And so as we get ready to learn more about that, create some things. I have many students right now in ecology classes who are helping to create, just compile a lot of information, pass it along to the history teachers in the district with hopes of drumming up some interest from the elementary school right on up through our high school students in not just history, but the history of McDonald's. So we're working on trying to do that as well as we can right now. And then, you know, the three different events with May 9th being Positive Impact Day, and then the Summer Festival, and then October 6th, I think it shapes up to be a really neat celebration throughout the year. And it's our privilege to kind of kick that off in May. So any and all help by rolling up your sleeves and getting involved, we'd love to have. It is certainly during a weekday, and also we know that can be tough sometimes. But ahead of time, we thank you for your help on that. And then just also the support of us being able to just do this in the first place. It's a lot of fun to schedule and get energy of our young people directed in a little different way, but in a way that helps give back to the community. So thank you for your support on that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
And finally, Mr. Backer is going to tell us about the ACT workshop he attended.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. First of all, kind of piggybacking off of Mr. Group a little bit, we really do have a rich history within the school district, and the newspaper's been going really well. We're really thankful that we brought the elective back. We're about to put out issue 10 right now, so we've been doing about an issue every 2 weeks. And Rocco Pasquarello, one of our students in journalism, is doing a Blast from the Past articles every 2 weeks. He chronicles like the 30s and 40s, the 40s and the 50s. He's been kind of looking back at our history, pulling some interesting facts out and putting those in there. So those are on the website, so people worth checking out. I just want to thank the administration and the board for allowing me to go to the ACT conference in January. That was the 23rd and 24th. It was a two-day conference down in Columbus. It was a statewide event. I learned a lot while I was there. They talked a lot about ACT prep, new programs they're putting out, teaching CCP. There was a lot of elements of CCP that was talked about there, College Credit Plus, what's coming out of the pipeline, legislation, things like that. So it's good to be in the know for those things. And then their big push was this notion of SEL, social emotional learning. Mm-hmm. That is becoming huge in education, and that's the next thing that's coming down the pipeline. They have a program called Tessera that they're actually putting in place that schools can purchase on a subscription base for about $10 a student. I work with Mr. Bill Beauchef at the county and kind of talk with him to see if that's going to be a good fit or not for where we might go with that.
What's it called?
Tessera, T-E-S-S-E-R-A. But it's a way to kind of help students learn to become social, emotionally aware. What we notice is we have a lot of high achievers and a lot of highly successful students in the district. But unfortunately, happens sometimes they struggle with the notion of what a failure is. You know, I have a lot of students that come through my doors as sophomores and as seniors. Well, I either got an A or I failed. And that's a wide gap, unfortunately. So I think anything that we can do to kind of facilitate their, you know, understanding what success really means, I think would be useful for those students. One thing that Ms. Larisha and I have kind of tried to implement within my classroom, we do grammar 4 days a week. On the fifth day, we do a two-minute mindfulness exercise, whether it be slow breathing and thinking, whether it be some type of quick stretch exercise, just to kind of get the blood flowing, the body's focused, and be thinking about what we're doing next. So we are working through that. The keynote was a gentleman you can follow on Twitter, Tim Kite, K-I-G-H-T. He's on retainer with the Ohio State football team and several other big companies in Columbus. He's a motivational speaker. He talks about a lot of people are BCD, or blame, complain, defend, and what we need to think about is the R factor, E plus R equals O. We can't control the events and we can't control the outcome. What we can control is the R factor, the response that we have to get the outcome that we desire. So he was pretty motivational, I guess you'd call it, you know. So great conference, great things. I took a lot of notes and a lot of different things to implement not only this year at the end, but then as well over the summer to consider and ponder moving forward. So thank you for that opportunity. I appreciated that. Thank you.
Can I add to that real quick? Thank you for sharing this information. This is something that professionally is of great interest to me. Mm-hmm. I'm going with a group of other folks. We were asked to present on SEL in Columbus this summer. Mm-hmm. And I actually just wrote an article on it for the, help me remember what that was, Ohio
Elementary Principals Associate, OAESA?
Yes, yes. So, I mean, I would love to.
I wrote a couple of papers on community outreach and making sure that, you know, community buy-in is just as important as getting the students.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, okay.
Anything else, Ms. Dye?
Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else? Yes, ma'am.
Lori Costantino, 922 Parkside. I have a question about, or maybe you're going to cover it, Mr. O'Connell, girls volleyball. I guess there was a meeting yesterday with some of the current eighth grade who will be ninth grade.
Yep, all the way up.
Up through now juniors who will be seniors.
Correct.
About maybe beginning volleyball, and I don't know if you're going to cover it later. And if you are, would I be able to?
No, I can absolutely address it.
Ask the questions, or can you update and maybe have a little dialogue?
Sure, because I have it later, we'll do it right now. That's perfect.
Okay.
What we started with was Mr. Crumpack, and I thought he was going to be here, but he's hiding on me. Man's put APB up on. The notion came up to start a junior, like a little junior high thing to see what kind of interest level we find from our girls. And we actually scheduled two evening sessions and as well as a Saturday session. We purposely put them in the evening and early morning Saturday because we wanted to see who really would want to come, because there's always a difference between what I'll stay for after school and what I'll get up for at 8 a.m. on a Saturday morning when I'm off. We had Mr. Crumpack arranged coaches that came all the way from different AAU coaches, people that had a tremendous amount of volleyball experience. What was nice is he anticipated having to coach through the clinic, and instead he sat back and learned. There was no need for him to. There was enough people there to work with those kids. Response there was tremendous. It gave us a solid encouragement that we could start a feeder program. The question then came up, if we have this kind of response already at that level, what would we see from our high school age kids? Because originally they were not included in our first camp, and you can't put them all together anyway just because of the age discrepancy. So we held a meeting Tuesday. Mr. Crumpack reported back that there was approximately 30 students that showed up that will be next year's freshmen, sophomores, and juniors. So approximately 10 girls per grade that showed up interested in looking into volleyball for us. So some of the things we're working on right now are what opportunities do we have. Unfortunately, right now, schedules are set for the league. Obviously, they work on these things years in advance. We've already put word to the Mahoning Valley Athletic Conference that we believe that we're going to have a really good shot of putting something together for the following school year to start to consider us when they start those league schedules. And now we're looking for opportunities. How do we get some kind of matches to kind of get our feet wet right now? What opportunities can we provide for these kids to really start to develop this program, both the junior high level and at the varsity? Some of the things we've talked about, some teams have said, hey, well, you can come along and we'll have a try match. So we might not be an official sanctioned member of the league, but we could still go out and play one of their teams one night. Next night you go out, you get a chance to play a different team. So we're going to get the experience. We just won't be necessarily OHSA recognized or be eligible for league championships and things of that nature. But we think there's a good shot to get our kids some opportunities. So Mr. Crumpack and I met today looking at options to potentially recognize some volunteer coaches that could come in that have already approached him, that they're willing to, community people willing to come in and volunteer for open gym type activities now to get that program moving as we move towards the fall.
When is the season for volleyball?
It is a fall season. Of course, yeah.
Do you happen to know, are they limited? Is a school limited to so many matches in a season, like no more than 20 or anything?
I think there is a limit to them, just like there are all the other sports. So what will happen in most cases, I think we might find opportunities with larger schools that have girls that don't play on a regular basis and maybe want an extra game.
Right.
Maybe they have, because I think six girls on the court at one time, if I'm remembering.
Six.
So you get some of the bigger schools, I'm sure they're going to have kids that really want some playing time and they're not able to get on a regular basis. So I think we won't have any issues there. And it'll be one of those deals where you stay after. They'll have their official match first. We stay after and potentially play.
I think that what happens in tennis now.
Exactly.
And there's 30 girls on the tennis team.
Yep.
And then you have six that play or seven, and then the rest, they kind of
Stay
play
after
each other. But,
yeah. So I think there's definitely some opportunities for us to get out there. And we'll try to do even what we talked about with soccer, maybe host, see if we can get anybody who might want to come out and give us the experience of what it would be like to host an event for ourselves. So we kind of get a heads up on that and those responsibilities. The good part is the gym at Roosevelt is prepared. It has the anchors in the floor. We have the nets. We have all the major equipment that would be needed. Obviously, there'd be some minor stuff, obviously sanctioned volleyballs, things like that, but there would not be an enormous cost associated from our end. So definitely a positive thing. And like I said, Mr. Krupak was going to be here to address that. I think I covered everything that he got with me today. But the next step is for us to find a way to sanction somebody to come in and work with these kids through the board. Obviously, we'd have the same requirements. They'd have to have the BCI background checks, everything that we do for all our normal coaches, and then I think we could provide some open gym type opportunities for them.
So the challenge for going in the future would be like needing to start to schedule matches,
yes,
for like a year out.
Yeah, we'd have to start having that conversation.
If you want a conference.
Yep.
Like if we are a member of the MBAC,
yep,
are they required to play us? Well, next year, I mean, if we're a member of the, I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I don't think we'd be where we could force it next year.
Right, okay.
Because
they've already set their schedule.
Yeah, the following year, we absolutely can notify them of our intention to be a member of the volleyball part of that. And honestly, that conference, Mr. Kirkito probably knows this more being here, they've wanted us to be a part of that for a long time. We are the only school that's not, does not have a volleyball team in our conference currently. And it's been that way for, I think, quite a while. Even back through the ITCO. What's that?
We never had volleyball.
Well, but I mean, we're the only ones that haven't, though, in our conference for quite some time.
In that previous conference, too, I think we were the only ones.
Really? I had no idea.
Well, we were the only ones that really had tennis, too, so.
Yeah, correct.
Right, yeah.
Also, is something that if we look down the road, if soccer does take root, and again, I haven't got a lot of feedback, I want to be honest, since that time they left, I spoke to Mr. Krumpak again today, we've had zero communication from that group right now. So I really encouraged him to reach out to them and, you know, come back and give us that update of how's the roster going, where are the kids playing, what's their outlook look like. But if soccer ever does take hold here, you know, for the, our league, soccer is a boys oriented sport. There are girls that play co-ed, but volleyball and soccer together would balance quite nicely in the fall.
I think it's great. I think we should hire a coach. So the next year, you can bring your own people in and hit the ground running. That's it.
Absolutely.
I mean, volunteers are great, but you can't have somebody that we can call them.
Yeah. The volunteers we're looking at starting right now, and then maybe we could look into bringing a coach on for the 18-19 school year as we go through that.
Yep. Okay.
I think
personally that if you really want to then hit the ground running in the fall next year, that to wait to a year to hire coaches has some volunteers. I think that you should really look, if you're going to build a program and you want to build your junior high program and you want to get that feeder system going, my opinion, you guys, I'd love to hear from the rest of the board members what you think. I think sometimes we tend to wait too long to really take action on something like that, so then we're behind. And if we know it's something that we're the only school in the conference that doesn't have it and you have a lot of interest, I personally think you have pretty athletic group right now of freshmen, sophomores, that if you lose them, if you could start working with them now with like a good coach, I think you can really try to get them excited and prepared for the next season. I'm not dismissing volunteers by any means, but I think if you really want to try to build that program, my opinion, if we have the funds, I would encourage the board to really look at maybe trying to hire someone and start now rather than waiting until next summer or next fall to say we need a volleyball coach. I say start working on it. That's just my opinion. And I'm selfishly, because I have a daughter who's a freshman who would love to play something more than just basketball. She doesn't want to play tennis because she's like, there's 30 girls. She's just not a runner. I think it's a natural fit for the basketball program. They could hopefully use the weight room if it's accessible and get them going and jumping and doing those things. And I have a fifth grader who, some of the girls that when she loved it, there was a lot of interest from the younger girls. So I think if some of those younger kids could see some of the older girls working, it can give them a little bit of motivation. So just food for thought. I don't know how the rest of you feel. I'm not dismissing volunteers, but
my concern was where we were at.
If you could do it, I'd say move on it.
We're close to the end of the school year, was my thought. So my thought was looking at a coach as we start in August, and get a volunteer that's lined up now, that kind of one of those people that we look at saying you want to take the role as we go in it, because we don't have the job description nor the salary yet, and we'd have to also go through an MOU with the union to add that to the contract.
Okay.
So that was where I'm thinking.
Okay.
Yeah, if we can go through that process and take a look at what our options there.
Well, I mean, with any sport that's going to be added, I think there has to be
push from people that aren't necessarily salaried yet. Like, there has to be that push for sure to basically push us to think that it's really wanted, which, in, on top of that volleyball talking, if we already have the equipment, there's not a huge expense to even have to say, okay, if we start this and it falls apart, then we're not like sitting on all this equipment that we invested in.
Absolutely.
So that is definitely changes the circumstances, yep. I think, a little bit than other opportunities, like maybe in some other sports. So
as well as gym availability, being the fact that we'd use the elementary school, it makes it a whole lot easier. We're not looking at
our
crowded, yes.
I mean, uniform is probably your biggest expense.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, I mean, we could, and that's, again, we could look at, you know, what options if we started that club. We could easily provide T-shirts and move forward,
parents
start to take a look at what we want to do and bring the athletic director in and have him start doing some research on that.
Okay. Thank you.
Yay. It's all right. The kids were talking about, I think Mr. Krontak was asking at least some of the kids during when he would see them in the basketball season, and they were all like, we'd love to have volleyball. We'd love to have even kids in the stands that weren't even playing basketball. I mean, there was a lot of interest. I think that you know, whether all of those would end up going out or whatever.
Yeah, sure. We don't anticipate 30.
It's a small number. It's a six-man team. You need 10. You know, you might have too many.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there seems like there's interest. I'm excited about the possibility, so look forward to seeing maybe some action activity on it.
I want to thank Mr. Krumpak for kind of, because I mean, this obviously, if something like this takes off, it is one more thing on his plate of scheduling and coaches and games and referees, and he's been more than willing, as you know, even scheduling these meetings, going down. He's even offered to help with these open gyms that we could hold this month coming up in April, until we get those other board potential volunteers board approved. He's willing to go down there and make sure he's there, so we're covered through the school.
Nice.
Thank you. Move on to old business. Any old business to bring before the board? Hearing none, we move on to new business, and we start with the Finance Committee. Mr. Hanna.
We have a few, finally, some options for us to get our security cameras in the stage rig. I would hope you support that. As far as the financial report, Mr. Johnson gives a detailed report of where we are, and it's an excellent position, but that's all I have to say for that. Really can,
If you want to say something now or wait till Terrence's report, however.
No, I mean, we're right again. Same as last month, we're right on track of our 5-year forecast, so we should end with the anticipated balance that we said at the beginning of the year, very close. And our investments continue to improve, and the rates keep going up, so we're doing a little better there. And we're going to have a meeting next week, or the week after, Finance Committee meeting, and talk about, you know, different approaches, upcoming levies and various tax rates and that. And we've got a preliminary report on the audit, and that's very clean. A couple of recommendations, but that's always the case. So we're that looks very good as well. So everything else is in good shape.
Okay, very good. Thank you. So we'll move to our first item of business, which is the Treasurer's Financial Report for February of 2018, comprised of the check register, financial summary, and bank reconciliation. On the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Hannon and seconded by Mrs. Clayce. Any discussion upon the motion? If none, will vote upon the motion.
Mr. Hannon?
Aye.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizzolo?
Yes.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the Budget Commission acceptance of amounts and rates, a copy of which is attached as Exhibit A to this agenda. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Hannon and seconded by Mrs. Clayce. Is there any discussion upon the motion?
Mr. Johnson wants to make any comments. We seem to be in the same position.
And this resolution is kind of a housekeeping thing, because we're not on the same time cycle as the taxes. So this basically is a repeat of what we did in January when we lowered the rates to pay back the taxpayer, because we were on pause on the project. So this is just a repeat of that for their purposes.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, vote upon the motion.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Seggins?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is the resolution to approve the security camera installation. Whereas the superintendent of McDonald Local Schools has determined that security camera installation for the high school is extremely important, whereas the principal of McDonald High School has evidenced that the use of security cameras will improve safety outcomes, therefore, be it resolved that the McDonald Board of Education directs the superintendent to bid out necessary security camera installation bids to produce these improved outcomes. Funding will come from the Permanent Improvement Fund number 0039015. On the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Hannan and seconded by Mrs. Claes. Is there any discussion upon the motion?
Hallelujah. We've waited for 2 years to get this done. But it's being done right. That's the important thing. This is pretty exciting thing for the board. We've been waiting this a long
Absolutely.
Time. We're really pleased. A lot of work is in. Thank you, and we're looking forward to getting our bids. And that'll be done this summer, probably because of the going through these buildings. It's not like going through a home because our walls are.
In the time frame too, just as allowing the workers to be in here without disrupting the education. So right now we have a start date listed as June 4th, with a completion date no later than August 10th, which still buys us a little bit of a window before we'd start back. The complete project manuals were dropped off today, as well as blueprints. Right now it calls for approximately 83 cameras to be used throughout the high school on the inside and outside of the building. So it is going to be a very comprehensive system.
Well, that's what we're looking for.
I think you need another 20 or so cameras to be easily thought.
Yes.
With all the problems that high schools are shooting the safety, we're trying to be a step above everybody. And I congratulate you guys for taking the steps to get it done correctly.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none? Go ahead.
Did we get the answers on our software and stuff?
Yes. Yep, everything's where we worked with Mr. Studer and the technology supervisor the GPD had on, have worked through that. We're going to go ahead and do that through the bidding process, but we have specified the exact switches that we want to put in so that way all of our equipment talks to each other, basically. We don't want different brands of switches in there complicating the project. So, yep, all those issues have been resolved, and the bid process we have right now, if approved here tonight, will start next week. We have everything ready to go to the papers, and everything will be advertised shortly.
Okay. Then let's vote upon the motion.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Seggins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item of business is stage repair. Whereas the superintendent of McDonald Local Schools has determined that stage curtain rigging is in need of repair for the high school. Whereas principal of McDonald High School has evidenced that the repair of the stage curtain rigging will improve safety outcomes. Therefore, be resolved the McDonald Local Board of Education directs the superintendent to bid out necessary stage curtain rigging bids to produce these improved outcomes. Funding will come from Permanent Improvement Fund number 0039015. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Hannan, seconded by Mrs. Claes. Any discussion upon the motion?
Yeah. The Finance Committee 2 years ago appropriated the funds for this 2 years ago, but the steps are taken finally to get another one of our blocks to take care of. So we're really happy to finally get that solved. So that's good. We're good.
And they're putting this out to bid right away?
Correct. This will be the same bid part. We have the project specification. All the details were delivered this afternoon, and we'll be ready to same time frame. We're looking at start the project on the first week of June, and completion will be, obviously that one will be a lot quicker than the completion of the camera, but no later than August 10th.
And did we break out the curtains in terms of those extra back ones as
yes.
alternates?
Yeah. Yep. And when we get the side curtains, we don't have to specify yet what colors we want to go through. We'll go through that process once we've picked the vendor that's going to supply everything, and once they're prepared, they'll bring in samples. Mr. Dimitrovich has been a great amount of help in this project. He sat with the architect at times. He's looked over the blueprints, and he really is the guy back there that makes everything happen in that auditorium, from the lighting to the sound to the stage area. So I want to thank him for all his help on this project, too.
Okay, I mean, and the next project we probably need to focus on there is the sound system.
Correct, yeah. Yeah, the lighting is fantastic. I mean, when you go in there now, I mean, it's almost, as you guys have been up there before, it can almost be blinding. But it's a great, unbelievable system. And this will just improve all the safety features of the kids moving around on that stage, getting the curtains down safely, and making it a much easier production for anybody that's involved.
Well, then let's vote upon the motion.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. We now move to Personnel Committee. Mrs. Claes, chairperson.
No report this evening.
Okay. Then let's move into our first item of business. It's supplemental contracts. Resolution to hire the following personnel on a one-year supplemental contract for the 2017-2018 school year, pending certification and BCII FBI background checks. That would be for the individuals noted, for the positions noted, and for the compensation noted in the agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Claes and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion? I think it's interesting that of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 8 of these individuals are doing this for no compensation. I think that really, really speaks well of the volunteer help we have here.
And just so if there's any clarification, some of these individuals, such as if you see Louis Dimitrovich on there, he's already been hired as the head boys coach. If and when he has an opportunity to work with the junior high kids, we felt it was just important to put him on there as a junior high volunteer, so that there would be a rationale to why he's down there. And we're also looking to provide support for some of our younger coaches. So he's agreed to do that and spend that time. So that's why you will see some repetition from previous meetings to the same people, just at volunteer positions at lower levels.
Any additional discussion? Nice. Hearing none, let's vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the hiring of Elaine Roop as a tutor for the elementary intervention programs for grades 2 through 4 on an as-needed basis. Rate is $20.50 per hour, and costs will be paid through Title I funds. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Claes and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the following personnel for a professional leave. It'll be for the individuals and the events, and for the amount of substitute compensation as set forth in the agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Claes and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. We now move to the Program and Policy Committee. Mrs. Higgins, chairperson.
Nothing to report.
Move on to business. First item is a resolution to approve the second reading of the following policies, and those policies are set forth in tonight's agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mr. Capozzello. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Our next item is a resolution to adopt an open enrollment policy that permits enrollment students from all other districts in accordance with our existing policy. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mr. Capozzello. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Cavazzello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. Segan?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. We now move to Buildings and Grounds Committee. Mr. Cavazzello.
I mean, we covered the two things in the finance, in terms of the stage and the cameras. We have two items on there today, the baseball fields. Hopefully you guys support that one. That one's been long overdue. I don't know if we've invested any money in those baseball fields since we kind of went in financial difficulties a couple years ago, or many years ago now. But
they look amazing.
Yeah, the city did a good job. We were hoping to put a little more into the baseball field and let a company actually do the grading, just because it is very necessary for that water to drain, and that grading has to be pretty perfect. But the city did do a good job on the whole, so hopefully you guys support those.
Okay. First item is a resolution to approve the purchase of infield fill from S&S Processing in the amount of $3,203.65 to be used on the baseball and softball infields. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Cavazzello and seconded by Mrs. Clace. Is there any discussion upon the motion?
We did split this with the city, just so we paid half, the city paid half, and then they installed it, so we didn't take on the whole burden.
Do you know where the fill is sourced from?
S&S.
Geographically?
It is out of, I believe, Western PA. Aren't they out of Western PA?
It was the only reason I asked is there was a very interesting article in the Wall Street Journal this week about Major League Baseball teams sourcing their dirt from Western Pennsylvania.
Right.
Which I just thought was, who knew?
I mean, S&S does do some, but there's another place that is one of the newer types of dirt being used on a lot of professional fields. We did not go through them. The city had, I think, a history with these guys.
Okay. Any more discussion? Hearing none, let's vote upon the motion.
Mr. Cavazzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Segan?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. The next item is a resolution to approve a quote from Bolo Stick LLC in the amount of $4,558.75 to purchase Bolo Sticks for both the elementary school and high school for safety purposes. A copy of that quote is attached as Exhibit B to this agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Cavazzello and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion?
Mr. Curcuto, can you talk about how those work a little bit?
Bolo Stick?
Mm-hmm.
It is it's a device that's installed in the bottom of the classroom door and the inside part of it. And there'll be a hole drilled into the floor. Should there be a lockdown,
okay,
and students need to be need to be barricaded, instead of barricade the door like they do a lot of the IELTS training, the Bolo Stick simply slide a little metal stick about this big down to that hole, it's very, very difficult to open that door then from at that point.
So the Bolo Stick's always on the door, but in event of lockdown.
Yeah, I'm not sure hang it somewhere near the door. It's almost like a stick this long and has a little key, like a key ring on it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess you could probably just hang it near the door.
Okay.
As soon as that lockdown, close the door, slide
okay.
it in. And it's just another added layer of protection to keeping the bad people out of it.
What's the shield I noticed?
Pardon?
The shield? All this paperwork, I don't know where it went.
Are you talking about the 3M window shield that we're looking into?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that was a second product that I have on my thing to talk about during my report. The Bolo Stick basically just serves as it's almost like a deadbolt into the floor.
Okay.
So not only can you lock the door at the top, the problem with locking the door at the top, and a lot of these doors are similar but not exactly, if you break the glass, you're able to reach down and unlock the door.
Yeah.
When you put the Bolo Stick down at the bottom, you can't reach down that far. So especially the windows on the doors at the high school are very small, rectangular size. You could fit your arm in there, but that's the only thing you're fitting in. With the anchor being at the bottom of the door, too, it just provides that extra layer of security, and it's not somewhere where an intruder is going to think to try to get, you know, they don't think about trying to go low to break through. They're going to always go towards that top by the lock and try to shoot out the lock. Even if they shoot out the lock, the bolo stick stays in place.
Okay.
The other benefit to it is if you're in a odd situation, you're in the hallway, you're taking your kids back and forth from a class, something happens, you go into the nearest room. Even if that room is empty at that time, you don't have a key for that room, but you've got the bolo stick right there, so at least you have some security where you can drop it in and you have one layer to at least help you. And as with all this stuff, we're looking to buy time. And the more we can buy time, but you know, before our safety forces are able to come and help us in those situations, that's what we want to do.
Oh, okay. It says one debris shield. Each set comes with a debris shield.
That is something I will have to actually look into, but the bolo stick.
So I see like the picture.
I don't know if they're using it as a different term that I haven't discussed with the.
Oh, the debris shield sounds like it must be covering the hole, because if that hole gets filled with dirt.
Correct. That would be almost the anchor that you drop down inside the floor. Once you drill the hole, you drop the anchor that's inside there.
Okay.
Yeah, so that way you can go in. I've also provided a list. First, when these came out, I would say these came out about 5-6 years ago, and they were against fire code. Since that time, Ohio fire code has significantly changed, and that's why I wanted to provide a list to you of all the schools in the area that are already from all the way from Niles to Bristol to Trumbull County, TC, Matthews, that have already installed these products in. The other benefit to it is the rather simple installation factor, too. We do not have to pay someone to install these. Our guys here, Tom Amicone, is going to be able to handle that. We'll probably bring in a substitute to cover him during the day. But as long as we get him the right drill and the right drill bits, these are completely installed on at our own. And for $59 a door, that is well worth any added layer of security we can provide for our teachers and our students.
Thank you.
That was E there. I do see where he had the debris shield. They didn't call it that before.
I just didn't.
Yep.
I always had something else in mind. Okay.
Any additional discussion?
They also have a safety tool that comes along with the bolo sticks, so theoretically, if the student was having a bad day and went to the room and locked themselves in, then they wouldn't be able to access it. There's a special tool that they have that you can pop the apparatus off from the outside that you can then access the room and gain safe entrance into there, so they are safe.
Coming and going.
I guess you don't have one of those in your room.
No. So, okay. I'm just trying to wrap my head around that, because that could be a problem, but how would that work?
Say again.
The safety apparatus, how do you get the bolo stick out?
It's not that you take the bolo stick out, you take the hinges off of the brass, that it's just, the door comes off, the bolo stick stays where it is, and the door will come off.
Yeah, the thing is, the stick's attached, you pop that off.
Got it.
Point is, if you needed to gain access and someone was trying to prevent you from doing so, you could safely gain access without damaging the property or harming the individual. That used to be the discussion in the argument to the bolo sticks of why they were outlawed, because to get the fire code, you couldn't get in there in a timely manner to get somebody out if necessary.
Gotcha.
So that's where some of the changes with the fire codes and things like that have addressed. So that side of it is covered as well.
Okay. And then let's vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzolo?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mrs. Clays?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes.
5 years.
Motion carries. Now move to Treasurer's Report. Nothing more. And we'll move to the Superintendent's Report.
Thank you, Mr. President. I had a couple of things. One last thing. We've covered I had safety written out as one of the main topics, of course. We've covered the security cameras. I can't stress how thankful and appreciative I am, because those security cameras are going to be really our number one security measure that we're putting in place, because for us to have the eyes and ears around the building to see what's going on and report back if we need to is probably the most important thing we could do. So I wanted to thank you again for that. The third thing, we talked about the bolo sticks. The third thing I have had a chance to is, along with the building principals, I met with the gentleman out of Akron that does the 3M window films. Mm-hmm. If you remember that Mr. Hart had approached us a while ago about the window films that were added at TCTC. Mm-hmm. it is a product that we're interested in. We think it could have some merit and some value to the district. We'd like to have a few more questions answered, including a demonstration, because it sounds sometimes too good to be true, and he did say that he'd be willing to demonstrate the product by literally bringing out a window. We'd cover the window, and then we'd work with our safety forces on going somewhere where they could actually use their firearm to test the product before we look at investing anything there. We're also looking at what the best avenues to use that. We have so many windows as we sit here in the library, and you can see these are all ground level. The elementary school has an enormous amount. So we really want to come up with a priority list of where to start and how to make the most out of the investment that we make. So I know we've talked a lot about, first and foremost, if we're satisfied with the demonstration of the product, would be maybe to look at the doors first. Mm-hmm. Obviously, most of these incidents that you hear about, you don't usually hear about them coming through windows. So we feel if we could start by securing the main doors throughout the entire building, that could be a very solid step for us. But I still want to do a little more research on the product before I can say that it, you know, something I could recommend. There's just something, I've watched the YouTube demonstrations, but just like I tell our kids at home, right, we don't want to believe everything we see on the internet. So I'd like to take a look with our own eyes and make sure that we're comfortable with it. So only school right now in the area that has it is TCTC. There are other schools starting to look into it right now too. So maybe we can even do something on a joint venture in Trumbull County where we could maybe save some money if we all do it together with this gentleman coming from Akron. Couple other items I had. Well, first I wanted to take a minute to recognize the group. Sometimes it doesn't always get the recognition. Tonight there was an art show down at the Butler Institute at the Trumbull branch, and we had several of our artists that had their work displayed there tonight, so I wanted to read off real quick their names and congratulate them. Holly Stankiewicz, Cole Wilson, Isabella Barris, Gavin Seidel, Allie Jameson, Rachel Ward, Nick Helko, Trinity Hobbs, Emily Gilligan, and Ethan O'Connell were all displayed down there tonight, so I want to congratulate them on that. I know Mr. Kirkito had a chance to make it out to the show.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if we won any awards.
I tweeted all the pictures.
Okay, all right.
Do you have any more followers since last time? Do you have any more followers since last time? No?
He is always trying
to get on
Twitter.
I better sign up right now.
I believe we had three people that received an honorable mention award.
That's exciting for our art club, so I want to congratulate those kids. The second section I really wanted to talk about was the communication. In your package, you'll see a copy of the strategic plan. I wanted to thank the administration. We had parents, teachers, students, board members. Everybody really gave us a ton of input as we decided to take a look at our strategic plan and break that down into everything from our mission statement to some beliefs that we had as core beliefs for the district, as well as our specific goals and how we're going to measure those goals. So you'll see a copy of that in your packet that I provided today. Please, if you have any feedback on it, but from our committee, we feel very strongly in it, and we're ready to move forward in that. You'll start to see we're using a couple of the things right now, the mottos and things that we created, where we really think we could guide everything that we do, because basically at this point in time, if someone has something they need, or they have something, you know, teachers come forward, or anybody, if it fits that strategic plan, they're going to have the full support of us on how we make it happen. If it's outside that strategic plan, then we got to ask them a couple key questions of, are we missing something in the plan, or is this something where we're not going at this time? So I think it'll really provide us that guiding force. I know it's something that, as a board, I know you guys really look for, and I agree with you 100% how vital that is. So if you see anything in the next couple weeks before we head out to publication on that, please let me know. Proofreading is always necessary. Mr. Backer, is he still here? He did a heck of a job proofreading that too. So thank you, Mr. Backer. So the schoolhouse news is also something we're taking a look at, and it's included in our strategic plan. We want to take a look at getting that mailed out to all our residents. We feel like we're improving what comes from the school to school families, but we're not necessarily hitting all the audiences. So we want to make sure that everywhere from our senior citizens or to people who just don't have kids in the district, we want to make sure they know what's going on and what our goals are. So that's something we're working on right now. And I know Mr. Johnson and I are going to also work on some levy information to include in that schoolhouse news. So we're looking to have that go out at the beginning of April. And Mr. Roop has got a lot of stuff in there for Positive Impact Day as well. So we're excited there. The last thing on communication was our website. At this point, we are ready to launch that website in the next couple of weeks. Each building right now has what they call a beta site, so we could see it. We're working on it. We're adding videos, pictures, all of our documentation is being added to it. It's just not live yet. But as soon as we all get comfortable with that situation and we give them the green light, our existing website will come down and this will replace that. And I think you're going to be very pleased with the results of everything. It's a lot more user-friendly. We're going to have a lot of stuff on there. We're going to solve that one main issue that we had a school website without a picture of a kid.
We're going to fix that.
We're going to get word out. I mean, Mackenzie's picture, if she was still here, is going to be out on that website, and we're going to celebrate the good things.
I have a question about that. I can't remember all those forms we fill out. Did we sign a photo consent?
Yes. Yeah. We do a photo consent every year so that we know what students can be put on a website, newspapers, things like that.
Yeah.
So we're also getting a lot of help from our class up at the high school, which is our web design class, as well as our journalism class. Is going to play a key role on this website. So I'm excited that it's not just the administrators sitting around writing these articles, it's going to be the students. And I think they should have a big voice in that. So looking forward to that change. So hopefully, by the time we meet next month, hopefully that site will be live and you'll be able to take a look at that. The only other thing I had on here, I had a couple things for extracurricular. We hit the volleyball and I'm excited about that. I want to reiterate that I think if we can meet the needs of our kids, boy, we got a lot of kids that want to do stuff, so it's exciting that we're not scraping trying to find athletes and fielding teams. We're actually saying we've got too many kids per team. We got to do something else, so I'm excited. Last thing with extracurriculars, we had some high jump mats. We've kind of collected high jump mats for a long, long, long time. If you went down in the swimming pool area, we had quite a collection. A lot of them were not usable anymore. We have actually purchased some a couple years ago that our team uses. A call came from Lordstown asking if they could borrow the high jump mats. With your approval, I'd like to work out a little bit of a barter deal with Lordstown. I would love to work out, they offered us some cash value for, I mean, they're going to have to put a lot of cash to make them useful because they're going to have them recovered and a lot of work done. Instead, I've spoke to the track coaches and Mr. Krumpak about potentially having Lordstown allow us to maybe use their site to practice. They opened their new track, so in lieu of giving us a cash payment, maybe once or twice a year if needed, we can call them, and instead of going to the Watts where we're at now, maybe we could go practice outdoors and use Lordstown's facility at 5 or 6 o'clock once they're done with it. And I think we're going to get some good cooperation with them. So,
that's a good idea.
With your approval, that's where I can help out another district as well. So. Last thing, next board meeting, we do have another. I hope the presentations. I enjoy them. I hope you guys too. Next meeting, we have Lance Rongi will be here to present on the new STEM stuff. So I'm very excited to have him show you what they've been working on in class. If you have elementary kids, you probably heard it. If you don't, you're not going to hear the same stuff that's going on. And then our technology coordinator, Mr. Studer, will be here to present as well.
Thank you. That's a lot of good information. And thank you guys.
Thank you.
There's a lot of good going on. It's nice to hear.
These are nice meetings to be able to attend. Well, I guess then it's probably time for us to entertain a motion to head into executive session at 7:58.
So moved.
Second.
And the reasons for executive sessions are employment, discipline, and consider purchase of property for public purposes or sale of property at competitive bidding. So we had a motion by Mr. Capozzello and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mrs. Clays?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Enter executive session at 7:58.